The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Can IAB-compliant download numbers be faked? Anthony Guo thinks so. Indeed, he's built a contraption for about $210 that can theoretically fake up to 30,000 downloads a month if you're really determined and quite technical. He's documented how he did it and how podcast hosts can detect it. We've linked to it today from our show notes and our newsletter. International Podcast Day is September the 30th, but it's already September the 30th in some parts of the world, so a bunch of live presentations are happening right now. You can watch for free at internationalpodcastday.com. Hindenburg is planning a set of free workshops and a 40% discount for Hindenburg products. That's on now. And tomorrow, the Matt Talk Podcast Network and founder Jason Bryant will be hosting a 14-hour live stream interviewing and showcasing wrestling podcasters from around the US. That's the college, high school, and Olympic style of wrestling, not the drama that is sports entertainment, we're told. The live stream starts at 9 a.m. Central Time. Love the podcast you're listening to? Daniel J. Lewis has added a new feature to My Podcast Reviews. It's called Love the Podcast, and it'll help your listeners give reviews for your podcast, linking to the right platform for their device. If you'd like to see an example, then go to lovethepodcast.com/podnews. Because you do, right? Apple's spending money on podcast advertising. Magellan AI has published their list of US podcast advertisers who increased their spend the most in August. Apple spent $311,000 on advertising, according to the company, all for their Apple News Plus product. The 2020 Discover Pods Awards are open for nominations. The fourth annual awards are fan-nominated and fan-voted without a paywall. You've only got 2 weeks to nominate your favourites, though. Pushkin Industries has a nice new website they'd like you to know. Another podcast app in India, Kuku FM, has a number of podcasts as well as live radio and music. And congratulations to the Podfest Global Summit, who set a Guinness World Record in August for the largest attendance for a virtual podcasting conference in 1 week. We're told Guinness wanted at least 5,000 attendees to set the record, and they achieved 5,003. Wow. And in podcast news, it's fine to hear from millionaires and financial whiz kids about what to do with money, but better to hear from real experience, small change, money stories from the neighbourhood, highlight smart, practical and collaborative money skills developed by people living with lower and unstable incomes. It's new from NPR News in Minnesota. Horror narration podcast Creepy is launching their 31 Days of Horror series beginning on October the 1st. The series will air a new chilling tale each day of the month, culminating in a special episode on Halloween. It gets more than 1 million downloads a month, we're told. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.